listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey, Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
If you're in the mood for wonderful pig kidney news, then you've stumbled across the right podcast. We've got pig kidney goss. That's why kidney. It begs the moral dilemma as well. If you would have a pig kidney put in you, if you needed a new kidney and there were no human kidneys available, you got to trust a pig. You lean into that. We also did Perfectly Reasonable movie sequels. Tech Trevor was on the show. Technical Trevor. He loves his tech. And to be honest, I'm warming to, not to him. I've always liked him. I'm warming to technology. I think I've been a bit more resistant in my previous days when I wasn't chatting with Technical Trevor. He's got a real knack about him, that guy. Also, Prince Charles and his Aston Martin is ran on white wine and cheese. Hashtag relatable. But first things first, I'm a man. I'm a man who drives. I have a van. I'm not sure if I mentioned that before.
This is my van.
Yeah, it's me, okay? That is what I do. I'm a cisgendered het male on my opens. Deal with it. I drive to work every day. I'm in a good mood. I usually head into the office around 2:30, 3 o'clock, and fire up the van. I put on a couple of songs. I queue up some songs on my playlist, and then it's probably about a 20-minute drive into work. Now, I live in a neighbourhood where basically the first road that I have to drive down, quite a long road, but it's quite a narrow road as well, and people park their cars on each side of the road. So there's quite bits, and it's quite common, isn't it, that if you see a car from far away, you've got to realise, oh, well, both of us aren't going to be able to pass each other. There's not enough width for two cars to go through at the same time. So one of us is going to have to stop and then let the other person through. And usually these like little passages and little pockets of road only are about 15 or 20 metres. But the road that I drive down, this is a big doozy, like a 70-metre bit of tarmac where you need to really decide early. Are you going to commit to this one? Or are you going to then have to face the shame and like some awkward tug of war and one of you is going to have to back out and decide who gives the right away? And I'm always in a good mood, so I'm happy to let someone come through. And of course, it's a good neighborhood, so sometimes people just, they'll flash me and say, no, you come, mate, you come. And what I've started doing, I've started experimenting with hand signals. If they let me through, I've got about 70 meters to think, what should I do here? Maybe a little thumbs up, maybe a little head nod or something. What should I do? I've got to make sure that I'm really appreciative here. I mean, road rage works both ways, doesn't it? If you're going to lose your shit, if someone cuts you off in traffic and chase them down with a chainsaw, you've got to go the other way and actually start thanking people when someone lets you in or does something nice. So I started experimenting with quite successful results. The shuckers. You don't know what the shuckers is? It's easy. Just grab your right hand, close your fist, then stick out your thumb and your pinky and give your wrist a little twist. Anyone can do it. It's quite good. Kind of catches drivers off guard a little bit because usually they're just used to like a couple of fingers, maybe the peace sign, maybe just a little nod, maybe even just the light flash sometimes. But I've really gone hard on the shuckers over the last couple of weeks. You see people like, what's going on there? Oh, yeah, cool. It works well when you're in a van as well. Bit of shuckers. Hey, thanks, mate. I'm picking up what you're putting down. People love it. Look, I'm not expecting shuckers back. I'm not expecting miracles. I'm not asking for the world, but I am asking for acknowledgement when I am on the other end, when I'm letting someone through, when I say, all right, I'm going to park here. I'm going to waste 15 seconds of my life letting you come through first. Your time on this occasion is slightly more important than mine. Come through. Usher through, big boy. I may have had the worst thank you I've ever received on the way to work today. Let him through, and I could see him from a mile off. I thought, is this guy on his phone? He's not on the hands-free. He's not on a Bluetooth. He's literally got one hand on the steering wheel, one hand with his iPhone pursed up against his ear, chatting away with a passenger as well. I thought, God, he doesn't have many options left. His hand's on the wheel. He's got a hand on the phone. What's going to go? Is he going to flash me? Is he going to give me a big head nod? Maybe a smile. Come on, a bit of eye contact. One measly finger off his steering wheel for what, 0.7 of a second? Not happy. It wasn't enough. It was nowhere near enough for the situation. I don't mind one finger. I'm more of a two-finger kind of thing. The two-finger salute is good. The little hand still on the wheel, but two fingers up, little piece. This was like a cricket umpire, and it was a quick one as well. It wasn't even like a long linger, just that quick little, yeah, thanks, man. Well, thank you for that. Oh, the entitlement. Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. 133353. How are you complimenting on the roads? Because this needs to stop. I'm not asking for massive things, but, I mean, to draw a whole spectrum from shuckers, ultimate admiration, to just someone on the phone putting up a pissy little finger for a while. It's not going to fly. But I'm out on the road again. It's just a little consensus tonight on the roads. What are people doing? Someone does a good deed. How do you acknowledge them? Is it eye contact? Is it a smile? Do you have your window down? Do you verbalise? We've got to be more appreciative on the roads. What are the signals? What are the things? A few calls coming through on 133353.
Danny, Dave called up before and he said that you shuck his hands is actually a surfing term, which probably would have come in useful last night, considering you're going to fake it to be a surfer when you go overseas. But he said that he uses the same.
Yeah, well, we all know that I know everything about surfing, and that's probably because surfing's so much in my blood, that's probably why I'm doing the shuckers in the car as well. Similar rules apply to the ocean and the roads. And of course, hang loose. Hang loose.
That's how it feels when you get a big wave.
Yeah, hang loose in the ocean, hang loose on the roads, boys. And it definitely catches a couple of non-surfing folk off guard as well. But yeah, thank you, Dave. We called him from the Northern Beaches as well, probably the birthplace of the shuckers. But I'm bringing it into quite a classy neighbourhood as well. It hasn't been seen around my part of town, I can assure you that. Jason in Campbelltown, hello.
G'day, Danny.
It sounds like you're in the car at the moment, probably doing a couple of hand signals yourself. What are you doing?
Just loaded up the trailer, mate.
Yeah, nice. In terms of the hand signals, what are you doing?
Anything's good enough.
Anything's good
enough. One finger nail, anything's good enough.
Oh, no. You're saying that the guy today was well within his rights to just do a half finger for half a second.
Oh, I do the finger all the time, mate. Yeah, sometimes even two or three, you know?
Yeah, okay. I just don't want to rest on our laurels. Yeah, if anything's good enough, all of a sudden, we'll just have the shruggers. There are those people that sometimes they don't even want to smile. They don't want to show vulnerability on the road, and they'll just nod at you like a bouncer letting you in reluctantly. Yeah, righto, thanks, mate. I just don't know if we can rest like that. Sometimes you do the mouth mimic as well. Sometimes I'll just say, thank you, and like over-exaggerate with my mouth, but kind of whisper under my breath, knowing full well that they won't be able to hear me. Damien, hello.
Danny, just before I get to the road rage, I'm looking forward to hitting the pub tonight.
I bet you are.
Excited.
Yeah, 12:01, you'll be there. Froth on your moustache.
I will be.
Yeah. A couple of froth Whitlams. A couple of Brew Barrymores.
Yep. Couple of pale ales.
A couple of tin diesels. A couple of canned Bill's Aryans.
My road rage.
Yeah.
I've been the two middle fingers back, must have the window down, and I always get the reaction of, people give me the bird all the time.
Right. So hang on, you're peeling your middle fingers back.
Yep.
So you've got four up, one down.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm getting the bird every time.
Wow. I mean, are you just doing it randomly or are you doing it after a good deed?
After a good deed.
Yeah, well, you hate to hear that. You absolutely hate to hear it. Stephen in Sunshine North, hello.
Hello.
What's the hand signals?
Generally, though, I like to drive with the windows down, always have, because of the older cars that I've driven, and usually I just give a wave.
Oh. Thank you! Thanks for that! I've acknowledged you! I don't mind it, to be honest. It would probably throw me a little off guard, but I'm like, no, I think he means well there. I think he does. I think he's a real good guy. Mark in St. Leonard's, hello.
How you going, buddy?
Yeah, good, thank you. What's your hand signal?
Middle finger, mate, because when I leave work, I just do the back streets to get back onto the highway and can only one car coming towards me and one coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm always on to pull over and they just keep driving. So I give them the finger and say, yeah, thanks, mate, no worries. Okay. Appreciate that. Yeah,
come on. Can someone please just let Mark through just once? Or
you know,
twice.
They're in Range Rovers and BMWs and stuff, you know. Like.
Yeah, I know. Danny Lakey on Triple M. Prince Charles's bizarre Aston Martin fueled by wine and cheese.
Pathetic.
Yeah, pathetic. Long-time environmental campaigner Prince Charles has revealed his car is fueled by wine and cheese. The Prince of Wales has spoken out about his efforts to reduce his carbon footprint. Oh, so brave. Including turning to a more sustainable source for fuel for his favourite Aston Martin. The 72-year-old royal was asked if he was a bit of a petrol head and how that aligned to his worries about the climate crisis.
One thing that not everybody knows about you is you are a bit of a Clarkson, is it fair to say, Jeremy Clarkson?
Kind of petrol head, and you've always enjoyed cars. No. You've enjoyed cars.
Well, yes, but that was before we knew what the problems were, particularly. But my old Aston Martin, which I've had for 51 years, that runs on, can you believe this, surplus English white wine.
You
and,
convert
and
into
whey
fuel.
From the cheese press.
And whey, oh, yes, from the cheese press. Can you believe?
Oh, well done. Nally says we're in this climate fight together like a royal prince, letting us know his Aston Martin runs on picnic items. Really binds us all together. What he saves in fuel emissions, I bet he burns tenfold in his 211-bedroom house. Charles explained he had converted the car, which he's now owned for 51 years. So relatable, Charles. I have a van, runs entirely on prosciutto and hummus. It's just... I don't know if I've mentioned that before.
This is my van.
They all need topping up. You just ring out a Hungarian salami. Chatting tech with Trevor on the Danny Leahy Show. Chatting tech with Trevor. Starting to chat some tech, love a bit of tech. Trevor Long from EFTM, good evening to you.
Everyone loves tech, and if you don't love tech, sucked in because it's all through your life. Yeah. You can't avoid it.
Suck eggs. Actually, Jenny from Glenorchy is listening on the other side of the line. She does not have the internet, so she won't be happy with those comments. Sorry, Jenny from Glenorchy. Keep living old school. You would have been up and about with the Apple announcement a couple of days ago. Any big news there?
Yeah, I'm the idiot that gets up stupidly early to watch these things. Although in America, because they're in daytime, people, like hundreds of thousands of people watch these shows. Very strange, but yeah. It's a press conference. But they do it very slick. New laptops, two new MacBook Pros, 14-inch, 16-inch. They've gone back on their word here. They removed a lot of features from their Pro laptops a few years ago. Well, they've put them all back, HDMI ports, SD card slots. But guys, this is a $3,000 minimum laptop. These are pro-end laptops. This ain't your back-to-school or uni laptop at all.
Okay.
If you're buying this, you're either a massive baller and you just want to show off, or you really do make Hollywood movies and you want to do it on a laptop.
You said that they're adding the extra ports and the your HDMIs and stuff. Will we see the return of the CD-ROM slot? Because that's what I miss, just watching a DVD on the old-school laptop.
Do you know what? It's funny. Someone said to me today, oh, you should borrow this. They offered me a DVD or a Blu-ray. And I went, I don't have anything to play that. And then, well, actually, my PlayStation would probably do it. But no, I can pretty much speak on Apple's behalf here. The CD drive is never coming back.
No, we're doomed. Where are we going as a society? We've gone too far.
Society is doomed.
there was one big announcement from Apple that I hear that you haven't highlighted. The $19 polishing cloth. Come on, finger on the pulse.
Mate, even bigger news is $29 in Australia. $19 the American price. Mate, if you've got $3,000 to spend on a laptop, I think you should buy a $29 polishing cloth to keep the screen nice and tidy. This is just Apple, you know, doing what they do best and putting their logo on a thing that you can get at the markets for $2.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, does an old T-shirt do the trick anyway? Is it okay? Do we need to freak out about when we rub our screens?
No, I wouldn't. I would always use some sort of microfiber. They're just better at cleaning and you're less likely to get my small scratches. But that's just me being the uber nerd.
Fair enough. Now, I'll probably purchase a polishing cloth, probably use it a couple of times and then fashion it into a hypoallergenic G-string. Easier on my crevasse, you see.
It's a different type of polishing, Danny.
Okay. Moving on to news-only streaming network. When I saw this, I thought, God, just what I'm after, because there's just not enough access to news anymore. I feel so out of the loop.
This is the most niche. I mean, so you've got Stan, Netflix, Disney+. I don't know if you've heard of HeyU.
Yep.
I used to think HeyU was the most niche. You know, it's the Real Housewives of everywhere, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Flash News may well take the cake because it's just news. Now, it's from the makers of Binge and KO, so it's a good platform, but it's like KO is all about sport. This is all about news. So you say, I like CNN, BBC, Fox, whatever, and you can watch those channels live. You can rewind those channels even if you weren't watching at the time. It's very cool. It's actually a really cool platform, but you've got to want news to spend $8 a month on it. Flash News. If you're a news junkie, you can get it on your smartphone and your big screen TV.
Is there any news that isn't biased with an agenda?
Not on this service, no.
No, okay, no, fair enough.
But the point they make, and to be honest, they make it quite clearly in announcing it, is no matter which way you lean, there is a service there, and there's services that can ensure that you can get both sides. So if you like Sky News, then you know what? There's also CNN, and you should watch a bit of that. So it's not all one way. It's everything covered. But you've got to make the choice to watch it. That's always the way.
Not knocking any news channels, to be honest. I think it is very healthy to watch both sides of something. I like to
spot
pair,
on.
I like to pair my Sky News with Al Jazeera most nights.
I love going to America and flicking between Fox News and CNN and going, this is literally poles apart, but it's really fascinating to see how each of them lean a particular way.
It is very interesting. I've been reading things about the metaverse. It's like the internet, but not and better.
This is Mark Zuckerberg's baby. I mean, it's like he's earned too much money and doesn't really care how Facebook goes. You know, Elon Musk, he created Tesla, or he's the founder of Tesla, but he's also now thinking about space. It's like he's given up on Tesla, although he's still working there, and his big focus is now space. This is Zuckerberg's thing. He's like, Facebook's fine, leave it alone. It's like a teenager now. I'm going to create this thing that isn't really definable. The metaverse is his way of creating a new ecosystem, a new internet. He wants us to be putting on virtual reality headsets and be able to immerse ourselves in a different space, whether it's how we do meetings or it's how we travel, or he just thinks we should be able to sit on our asses and encompass this world in a whole new way. So no laptops, no smartphones. He's thinking 30 years ahead. And I think he may well be a genius, but he's also a complete fruit loop. So maybe just stick with Facebook.
God, it is scary stuff. I kind of like the idea, though, when I'm like 80 and about to be sent off to a nursing home, instead of just eating pudding and like hanging out for a relative to visit me every 3 weeks, just strap me into some sort of metaverse VR world, hook me up with a tube. You can feed me that way, put me on a dunny. I just shit when I want. And I just live in this new world. And that's my way until I go. I don't mind the back 10 getting all metaversed and all creepy. I'm keen for some freaky shit when I go out.
Why are we waiting till the last 10 for that? Bring that shit on now.
Oh, God, my life's so boring. What is this? Just 3D? This desk? This water? Ugh. Give me some Cotty's Cordial in the metaverse. Trevor Long from EFTM. Always good to chat with you.
Cheers, buddy.
For Technical Thursdays. Thank you all.
It's time for more perfectly reasonable movie sequels. The creators of The Fast and the Furious bring you The Fast and the Curious.
Oh my God, where are we going?
It's a surprise. Just wait.
No, just tell me.
Well, if I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise.
Oh my God, you're such a lame goofball. Just tell me where we're going.
No.
Oh my God, I hate you.
The creators of Due Date bring you Due Date.
G'day, lads. It's my friend Josiah Winkelstein.
Hey, Josiah.
Hey, man, how are you?
Shalom, shalom.
And the creators of The Human Centipede bring you The Truman Centipede.
Oh, no. Truman's about to sail out to sea. He's going to find out his whole life's not real. Somebody think of something, quickly.
We could get a really hot girl to flirt with him and then ask him to come back to hers.
No, it's been done before.
We could just plant an ice cream truck. That might stall him.
No, it's too obvious.
All right, hear me out. What if we sewed his mouth to another guy's butthole and just made that guy crawl back towards the city?
Get the needle and thread.
Some amazing medical news, though. Breakthroughs in scientific research. Here's the headline. Pig kidney works in human patient in potential miracle. What? Pig kidney. The good old pig kidney. Pig kidneys. Coincidentally, the punk rock band that I'm in, touring regionally this December. See the pig kidneys live. A US medical team has succeeded in temporarily attaching a pig's kidney to a person. A transplant breakthrough hailed as a potential miracle by the surgeon who led the procedure. Yeah. Hard to do. I don't think I'd be qualified to strap up a pig kidney to a real person. I'll just lower this one down. It's a little intense. I thought it was the nursery rhyme version of Three Little Pigs. The surgery carried out involved a genetically modified donor animal and a brain dead patient on a ventilator whose family had given permission for the 2-day experiment for the sake of advancing science. Wow, that's big. Assume that's what he would have wanted. Earlier research has shown that kidneys from pigs are viable in non-human primates for up to a year. But this was the first time it had been attempted with an actual human patient. Have you seen the that's better. That's more of a pig kidney transplant vibe. The biotech firm said, the only way we're really going to be able to answer this is to move this into a living human. This is a really important intermediate step with the trial, which tells us that, at least initially, things are probably going to be okay. Sound familiar? The news was welcomed cautiously by outside experts who nonetheless said they would like to see the peer-reviewed data before drawing firm conclusions. Yeah, you can't go out on a limb with a pig kidney transplant, can you? You've really got to make sure that you're concrete set in your pig kidney transplant to humans' opinion. If confirmed, it would be a major step forward in the organ transplant field that might solve the critical shortage of donor organs later. Jeez, can you imagine that? 10 years from now, the vegans finally get their way, stop the pigs for bacon, and we realise that we can use their kidneys to keep humans alive. Just pressing the reset button. Pigs being breeded all over farms again, just for kidneys, just for sick kidney patients. It's interesting. I mean, the thing is, pig heart valves are widely used in humans already. Pig skin is grafted on human burn victims. So it's not too far-fetched, but it is a lot to get your head around.
Meet Peter. Peter was suffering from kidney failure and was unfortunately on a very long waiting list for a donor. But with the help of medical science and a loopy surgeon, Peter was back on his feet before you could say three little pigs.
Oh yeah, look, it was great. When Dr. Munro suggested he pick up a pig's kidney from the butchers, I was obviously a little taken back, but hey, if it works, it works. Feeling good as new.
And you weren't worried at all about the potential side effects?
No, no. If he says it's safe, that's enough for me. I mean, it's still a kidney at the end of the day, isn't it? What do you think? I'd just turn into a pig or something. Pig. No, no. No side effects whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't trust the science behind the pig kidney yet. There just hasn't been enough time to see if there are any side effects. If we could mass produce pig kidneys and then see the results in a couple of years.
Triple M.